Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Concerns have been raised about cuts to the amount that the HSE will pay to reimburse people who are going to Northern Ireland to have their cataract surgery. The HSE cut the rate for those travelling from close to €2,000 to €863 early this month. But last night, the HSE told us that they have reinstated that payment until September, when the cut will happen again. And I have a statement from the HSE, which they sent us this morning. I'll bring you that in a little while. But now I'm joined by Michael Healy-Ray, independent TD for Kerry, and Dr. Gary Stack, who's a GP in Killarney. Michael Healy-Ray, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on this one. How many people do you have at the moment who want to head north to get their eyes sorted, to get the cataracts done?
Well, I'll give you an example, and thank you for the opportunity, and good morning to you and your listeners. Yesterday morning, for example, before 10 o'clock, myself and my office, we had three new people that wanted to travel in my next bus. So that'll tell you the type of want that is there. Through the means of a parliamentary question, I got a reply from the Department of Health saying that in County Kerry, with 800 people that need cataract surgery now. Now, those people are on a waiting list, and if they have to wait and wait and wait indefinitely, we have no ophthalmology services in our own university hospital in Tralee. We're centralised to Cork. So at the moment, if you go on that waiting list, you could be potentially waiting for 4 years. Now, you know that if you need your cataract surgery and if your cataract is ripe, you need the operation now.
Yes.
So that's why I'm providing the service for many, many years.
Yeah,
and I raised this with the Taoiseach on the 3rd of July, on the day that it was announced of this cut.
Mm-hmm.
And the cut was supposed to be coming in immediately, but now they've postponed it. I really don't see what the point is in postponing it. What I want them to do is reinstate the money to €1,950 so that these people can save their eyesight.
Okay, the €1,950, which is what it was and what it is at the moment, that doesn't cover the cost of it though, does it?
No, I always do the sums this way. The travelling on the bus, the hotel, the operation, the whole package is €3,000. You got €2,000 back. Now, potentially, you're going to have to, you'll lose €1,100 because you'll go down to €863 of a reimbursement. And that's quite simply not good enough. And if the Department of Health can't provide this surgery, and people often say to me, it's a shame you have to be taking people to the north. And they're 100% correct. It is a shame. It's a disgrace at a time when billions and billions, our health budget has more than doubled in the last 10 or 12 years. And at the same time, we can't provide people with this vital eye-saving surgery in the Republic. It's a shame. But if I didn't do it, people would go blind.
Well, what will happen now? I mean, how do you think people are going to respond to this now, where they'll only get that 863 back, which means they're coughing up themselves over 2,000?
Well, I have to be frank with you and tell you that it doesn't seem to be stopping people. And it isn't as though people are flush with cash and that, oh, it's no problem, because in many instances, and I want to pay a debt of gratitude to the credit unions of Ireland, who I discussed this with many, many years ago, and who are kind enough and good enough. And that's what credit unions are. They're community-based, and they provide people interim funding, and they can pay it off then like a loan. And the credit unions are what I would call very sound about this. And I appreciate the work of the credit unions in that and any other lending institutions that provide funding to people, because what it will mean in many instances, predominantly the people I take are older people, and they're not flush with cash that they can be spending thousands and thousands. They don't have it. So what it's going to mean is they're going to be borrowing more than what they borrowed in the past.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll bring in Dr. Gary Stack in Killarney. Gary, thanks for joining us on this. You have referred people, have you, to Northern Ireland for the operation?
Yeah, morning, Claire, morning to listeners and Michael. Certainly, and unfortunately, in the Cork and Kerry area, the service for cataracts is just, from my point of view, is almost non-existent. I would say I have 20 to 30 times as many patients. For every one patient that would get done publicly in Cork, I would have 20 to 30 patients who would travel.
Yeah, because Michael mentioned there that if you were to go on the waiting list, you could be 4 years waiting. Does that tally with what you're seeing?
4 years, I would be probably optimistic, I would have thought.
But that's pointless, isn't it? I mean, if you're losing your sight.
It's pointless, really. And it's not. I think it's more than just cataract surgery. I mean, ophthalmology outpatients in Cork, the waiting list is extremely long. And I have concerns about eye care and health care for people's vision.
Yeah, and of course,
in that context.
Both of you would want to see the service provided here so that people wouldn't have to get on a bus and go to Northern Ireland, never mind what they're being reimbursed.
Well, I would love if there was no reimbursement. In other words, if there was no waiting list here, if it wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's something, it's an indictment of the health service if we cannot provide a very simple service, life-changing service, and it can be done in 15 or 20 minutes.
And what happens if it's not done?
I suppose the two areas, one is it doesn't have any direct effect on the vision, but it certainly has an effect on people's quality of life. The enjoyment of reading or watching television or using a laptop,
mm-hmm.
that's a big one. And the second, which is much equally serious, is the risk of falls. As people's vision drops, there is an increased risk of falls. Major problem with a fall is a hip fracture. 5% will die within a month of hip fracture and 25% within a year of a hip fracture.
Okay.
So there are certainly issues beyond just the cataracts themselves. They have health effects beyond the simple vision.
Okay, I'm going to go through the HSE statement that we got now. You're going to have to bear with me because it's a little bit complex, but we'll make sense of it as we go through it. So they say the HSE Health Pricing Office costs the price for acute hospital procedures by reviewing activity data and using an international classification system. The HSE's Overseas Treatment Schemes Office uses this price list for hospital procedures done overseas and in Northern Ireland. The HSE had not updated the pricing of procedures for the last few years. This was due to the interruption of COVID, coupled with the reclassification of certain cataract procedures following the international coding system, in which some prices have increased and some have decreased. So they haven't touched this in a couple of years. That's what they're telling us in the first instance. But they say then that the HBO prices for cataracts were due to change effective from the 1st of July this year. In order to ensure no one is disadvantaged and communicate fully with service users, treating consultants and providers, the HSE is deferring these cost changes until the 1st of September 2024. During this time, we will communicate with providers in Northern Ireland and patients to advise them of the amended prices for cataract procedures. So that's clear enough, Michael. If you can get in before the 1st of September, you'll still get the close to 2,000 back.
Yes, but I'm not going to be able to take 800 people to the north in the next 6 weeks. And what I would say to people is, despite the cut, I'm going to continue to fight with government and fight with the HSE to try and get the money reinstated to what it was. And the message I would have to people that are waiting for cataract surgery is, if the government are going to let you down, if the HSE are going to let you down, I or my office won't. If the people that come to me, if they are able to afford to go, even though they're only going to get €863 back, the service that I provide, I even send a person on the bus with them to care for them and mind them if they're not able to take somebody with them themselves. Mm-hmm. We take very good care of them. It's a complete package. And again, Gary is 100% right. If we didn't have this reimbursement at all, and the people would be able to stay in their own county and have their procedures undertaken in Kerry, because
it would be better all round, wouldn't it?
Yes,
if that were the case.
You can imagine if you were an older person in the Iveragh Peninsula, north, east, south, west, or mid Kerry, and you have to get on a bus. My bus leaves at 8 o'clock from Killarney, and then we pick people up in Kessel Island, and then Abbeyfield covers North Kerry. So we're covering the county, but it's still a big, long journey. We try and make it as enjoyable and as easy going for people as we can, but at the same time, it is an encumbrance on people.
Yes, it's
and
not nice.
Working all their life, they shouldn't have to be travelling.
And listen, Gary, can I just go back to that statement? Because what the HSE seems to be suggesting is that the price that should be charged for this cataract operation is coming down. So maybe it's the provider in Northern Ireland that should be reducing their prices commensurate with what people are going to get back from the HSE.
Well, that's one attitude, I suppose. But, I mean, I don't know of any inflation that has deflated to that extent in the last 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I suppose the average cost for privately done down here is between 2,500 and 3,000. So I don't think the prices up north are out of line with what's available here. It just seems I can't understand why that happened, and postponing to September is unrealistic, makes no difference really, so that's 6 weeks away.
All right, well, that's what they've told us this morning, and that's what will be happening according to the HSE. Michael Healy-Ray and Dr. Gary Stack, thank you both for joining us on that issue this morning. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, we'll have the latest from the Republican National Convention as Donald Trump picks J.D. Vance as his running mate, the tourist hotspots where some residents say there are simply too many visitors and taking direct action to put these tourists off, and physicist Dr. Shane Bergen on some of science's most beguiling experiments. But coming up next, we'll speak to documentary maker Ken O'Sullivan on whether we might have a great white shark in Irish waters. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.